Welcome to this lesson on balancing an Amen-style dub siren from scratch in Ableton Live 12. If you love jungle and drum and bass, this is one of those sounds that instantly brings energy. The dub siren has that rising, piercing, rave meets dub character, but the real trick is not just making it loud. The real trick is making it sit properly with the Amen break, the bass, and the rest of the mix so it feels exciting without taking over. In this lesson, we're going to build a simple siren from a sample source, shape it with Ableton stock devices, and then balance it in context. By the end, you'll have a practical workflow you can reuse in real tracks. First, set your project tempo to 172 BPM. That's a great classic jungle and DNB tempo, and it gives the siren the right kind of urgency. Create three tracks to start with. One for your Amen break, one for bass or a placeholder sub, and one for the dub siren itself. A really important tip right away: do not build this sound in solo mode only. Always have the Amen break playing while you shape the siren. In jungle, the break is usually carrying the groove, so the siren needs to feel like attitude on top of that groove, not the main rhythm source. Now let's build the siren source. Since this is a sampling-based workflow, we'll start with a simple tone. You can use a clean sine wave, a triangle wave, a basic stab, or even a test tone. If you want to make one from scratch with stock devices, load up operator, set oscillator to a sine wave, turn off the extra oscillators, play a note around C4, and then resample or freeze and flatten that into audio. Once you've got the audio, drag it into Simpler. Simpler gives you a lot of control while still keeping that sample-based feel. Set it to classic mode, use gate trigger, and keep warp off if the sample is clean. Trim the start and end tightly so there's no extra silence. If the sample is too long, shorten it. A dub siren should feel tight and playable, not like a pad. Now for the character of the sound. The pitch movement, that rising motion, is a big part of the siren feel. There are a few ways to do this. You can draw a short MIDI phrase that rises from a lower note like G3 up to something like C5 or D5. You can also automate pitch more manually, or use a filter sweep to create that open up feeling. For this style, you want the movement to feel urgent, slightly unstable, and a little wild, not too smooth or polished. Let's build a simple stock Ableton chain that works really well for this. Start with EQ8. This is where you clean up the sample before it causes problems in the mix. High-pass the siren somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz so it doesn't muddy up the low end. If it sounds boxy, dip a little in the 300 to 600 Hz area. If it feels harsh, try a gentle cut somewhere around 2.5 to 4.5 kHz. Remember, this sound has to live above the break and bass, not fight them. Next, add saturator. A little saturation goes a long way here. Try a small amount of drive, maybe +2 to +6 dB, and turn on soft clip. Then lower the output so you're not just making it louder, you're making it denser and more present. This is one of the easiest ways to help the siren cut through a busy jungle mix. After that, use auto filter for movement. A bandpass or low-pass filter works well. Automate the frequency so the siren opens up and closes over time. You can move it from around 500 Hz up to 5 or 8 kHz depending on how bright you want it. Add a bit of resonance if you want more bite, but don't overdo it or it gets whistle-y in a bad way. If the siren feels too dry, add some modulation. Chorus ensemble can widen it gently, or phaser flanger can give it a more old-school wobble. Keep this subtle. In jungle and DNB, too much modulation can smear the rhythm, so a little movement is usually enough. Now for the dub part, echo. This is where the siren gets that classic space and personality. Try a delay time like an eighth note or dotted eighth, with feedback around 20 to 40%. Filter the repeat so the delay is darker than the dry signal. You can use echo directly on the track, or put it on a return track if the arrangement is busy and you want more control. Then add reverb. Keep it controlled. A decay time somewhere around 1.5 to 3.5 seconds is a good starting point, with a little pre-delay so the siren stays clear. Roll off the low end, and tame the top end so the reverb adds space without washing out the break. In a DNB context, too much reverb can flatten the groove very quickly. At the end of the chain, use utility or a limiter for final control. Utility is great for adjusting gain if the siren is running too hot. The goal is for it to sit clearly above the break, but not so loud that it steals attention from the snare or top loop. As a starting point, think of the siren sitting roughly 6 to 12 dB below your drum peak, then adjust by ear. Now let's talk about the most important part, balance. Start with the Amen break sounding strong on its own. Make sure the snare has impact, the hats aren't painfully sharp, and the loop feels right. Then bring the siren in and ask yourself a few questions. Does it fight the snare? Is it too bright compared to the hats? Is it distracting from the groove? Is there enough space between the notes? If the siren masks the snare, cut a little more in the upper mids with EQ. If it pokes out too aggressively, reduce the saturator drive or soften the filter. If it sounds too small, try a little more upper mid presence or a touch more width. The big idea is this. Don't solve every problem by turning the level up. Shape the tone first, then set the level. A good beginner habit is to check the siren at low volume first. If it still reads clearly when your monitors are quiet, that's a sign the tone is working. If it disappears, you probably need more mid-range presence or better EQ shaping before you reach for the volume fader. Also, think about stereo carefully. A strong jungle siren usually works best with a solid, focused center and effects that spread out around it. Keep the dry core mono or near mono if needed, and let the delay and reverb create the width. That keeps the main hit powerful and helps it cut through the break without feeling messy. In the arrangement, a siren works best when it has a job. Use it in the intro, in the build, in breakdowns, or as a transition before the drop. It can answer the snare, hit on the offbeat, or call and respond with vocal chops. A classic move is to let the delay trail into the next section, then cut it hard for impact. That kind of phrasing feels very sound system and very jungle. Here are a few common mistakes to avoid. Don't make it too loud. Don't leave too much high end in it. Don't drown it in reverb. Don't forget to automate movement. And don't build it without checking it against the amen break and bass. A siren can sound amazing on its own and still be wrong in the track. If you want a darker, heavier version, lower the filter range a bit. Add a little more saturation. Keep the repeats darker and maybe narrow the stereo image. If you want a more ravey version, use stronger pitch motion, a bit more modulation, and wider delay throws. But in both cases, stay intentional. Small changes often sound more authentic than huge sweeps. Here's a quick practice challenge. Build a 4-bar siren phrase over an amen break at 172 BPM. Use a simple sample in Simpler, then add EQ8, saturator, auto filter, echo and reverb. Program a rising phrase over 4 bars, automate the filter opening in the last 2 bars, and let the delay feedback rise on the final note. Then balance the level, so it feels exciting without overpowering the drums. If you want to level up further, make 3 versions from the same sample. One clean and cutting, one dark and heavy, and one wild and ravey. Compare them over the same break loop. Listen for which one feels most powerful, which one crowds the snare, and which one gets annoying fastest. That kind of comparison will train your ears fast. So to recap, start with a simple sampled source, shape it with Simpler and a few Ableton stock devices. Keep the siren bright enough to cut but not so bright it fights the break, and always balance it in context with the amen. Use automation to create energy, keep the dry sound focused, and let the effects add the atmosphere. A great DNB siren is not just loud. It's placed well when it locks with the rhythm and leaves space for the break. The track feels bitter, darker, and more live. If you want, I can also write the next lesson as a spoken narration on mixing this siren with sub bass and the amen break.